Dear parent to carer, I have really enjoyed my first half term at Wilnecote and I am starting to appreciate what a great school this is, and its importance within the local community. From the outset, I shared with students and staff my core values that will provide the foundations for our school. I will constantly strive to ensure all are proud of our school, ambitious for every one of our students, whilst sharing respectful and kind relationships. I have been thoroughly impressed with our students' start to the new academic year. In just the first 8 weeks of school, students have earned nearly 200,000 VP rewards. There have been 160 positive phone calls homemade and the first 8 headteacher commendations have been awarded. If you have not already, please log in to Go4Schools to keep up to date with how your child is doing. This can provide a stimulus to start conversations about how their day has gone. The half term has been extremely busy with our Duke of Edinburgh Silver Award students completing their expedition in September. I was especially proud of the students that supported our open evening who confidently shared what they were demonstrating with visiting parents. Our new junior-senior leadership team played a crucial part in the success of this evening by acting as tour guides, and have supported visits to local primary schools. There have been live performances in assemblies with music concerts and some brilliant artwork from our Key Stage 3 students displayed in our library, based on the theme of Halloween. I continue to be in awe of the talents of our students, their creativity and confidence. Please read the latest edition for this half term of our Wilnecote Warbler for more details. This half term I have focused on establishing the high expectations of behavior, which provide the strongest foundations for success at secondary school. I am grateful for the level of parental support I have received in ensuring our students take pride in their school uniform. I have been forthright in sharing my expectations of school uniform from the outset. Visitors to the school have noticed the difference this term and this has impacted on raised expectations across behavior and attendance. Compliance with school rules and good behavior are underpinned with compliance of adopting the school uniform policy. I would much rather spend my time commending students on their hard work than give constant reminders of what is expected of all students to a limited few that are reluctant to comply. Throughout the last 8 weeks, we have reinforced our requirements and given many reminders to a small minority that continue wear trainers instead of shoes or wear very short skirts, roll their skirt up so it is worn short, or wear leggings instead of trousers with a pocket. We have been generous, allowing time for adaptations to be made and now expect all students to comply from the start of next half term. Those not meeting our uniform expectations will be offered suitable, clean replacements until they can provide their own. If you are in any doubt as to our uniform policy, please consult our website via the link below. As the weather starts to become colder and wetter, I would be grateful if you could ensure your child has an outdoor coat and a bag large enough for it to be stored in during the day. Coats have to be taken off inside, but we want our students to make the most of the opportunities to get fresh air at break and lunch and arrive to school dry and ready to learn. You would be surprised by how many students on rainy days wear a coat and carry their blazer to school. School-branded jumpers have risen in popularity, especially as the winter comes, but these should be an addition to their blazer, not a replacement. I am really looking forward to the new half term. I want to ensure our school provides the very best education for your child, and your support with the above will allow greater focus to be on our core purpose of teaching and learning and the progress your child is making. Next term, we will start a review of our key stage for curriculum to evaluate if we can better meet the needs of our students and further promote academic success. I would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your children a fantastic half-term break. Yours faithfully, Mr. Foskett, Head Teacher.